This is KUNC. As kids prepare to go back to school, music teachers from around the country gathered in Fort Collins to learn a few new tricks to better engage their students. As KUNC arts reporter Stacy Nick learned, the key may be as simple as a little less Bach and a little more rock.
Okay, so that may sound a little rough, but it's impressive when you know that this small group of elementary age students are playing a song they literally just learned 20 minutes ago.
Music has been a big part of my life since I was like 3 or 4, so I definitely, anytime I see an opportunity to join a sort of musical or like theater club, I definitely will take that.
For 11-year-old Julia Kirkwood, that's especially true when the opportunity involves learning and performing music she already listens to, like the Tayo Cruz song Dynamite. It's all part of the modern band movement, spearheaded by the national nonprofit Little Kids Rock. The idea? Give students the instruments used by many of their favorite pop, rock, and hip-hop artists, and then teach them to play their songs.
They can still learn a lot of the same musical concepts.
Music teacher Melissa Flail has been part of the Little Kids Rock program at Cash Lapooter Elementary School in La Porte for more than 5 years. Today, she's brought some of her students to the Colorado State University campus for Modern Band Rock Fest. Educators from around the country have come to the 4-day conference to learn how to implement Little Kids Rock in their own classrooms. In Flail's lesson, teachers are seeing an abbreviated version of a class learning a new song.
The great thing about Little Kids Rock is it makes it be like all the different adaptations like that I was going over in this session, it allows kids to succeed at whatever level where they are. So it's really amazing that way, because then they're like, oh, I can play this and I can play along with this song and I have my part, I have my place. And that's for me when I really see the light click on for them.
And it's that connection that Connecticut elementary school teacher Guillermo Rojas is interested in.
I myself love rap and hip hop.
Rojas is hoping to learn how to make the music that he and a lot of his students like educational. And that might mean putting down the guitar and picking up a laptop.
One of my main goals is to be able to incorporate a lot of technology, specifically like GarageBand, for example, where you can make these simple loops and you start using like a simple bass beat on like 2 and 4, for example, and you have like a hi-hat going, and that creates just like a simple and like just kind of like that, like what you're hearing away. And it's cool because when the kids just hear that simple like hi-hat and the bass beat, they automatically relate to it.
In a session called Rap for Good, Rojas talked with fellow teachers about ways to avoid the lyrical minefields that can accompany some modern music.
A lot of them, they knew about like all these rappers like Kodak Black, 21 Savage, A Boogie with the Hoodie, and these are all got like this is like the whole new like kind of rap generation called like mumble rap. But what's difficult about it is that there's not really much content behind it. It's a lot of just like the wrong message that's being portrayed.
Keeping students on the right track is definitely on the mind of music teacher Catherine Deering.
I teach at Florence Griffith Joyner Elementary School in Watts, Los Angeles. It's a part of LA Unified School District.
Her school is part of former First Lady Michelle Obama's Turnaround Arts Initiative. It aims to help low-performing schools by incorporating the arts. In September, Deering hopes to create a Little Kids Rock after-school program. She says her students are mostly interested in learning rap, hip-hop, and reggaeton songs. That's been a learning curve for her.
I'm classically trained, so for me, I've had to really kind of like push out of that comfort zone.
And therein lies the challenge with many of the educators here. They may not be as up to speed with the music their students are listening to. Little Kids Rock trainer Kenrick Wagner had some practical advice for them.
Create the hip-hop environment. This is what I think we're missing. We feel like we want to walk into a classroom and be Eminem. Calm down. Calm down, okay?
Back in teacher Melissa Flail's session, Julia Kirkwood and her classmates are treating the audience to another song, one that's a bit more familiar to some of the older students in the class. It's old school, but Kirkwood says it still resonates with her.
Most of the music now has, like, you can't even hear, like, the only instruments they have are regular, old-fashioned way instruments are usually just, you can occasionally hear, like, a bit of, like, a classic rock guitar or, like, the drums, but usually they use all electronic stuff and loops and launch pads, and they never do anything just the old-fashioned way.
KUNC, I'm Stacy Nick.